Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week.
Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away! Racist,
I am at the We Won't Wait action protesting Trump. Circle, the edge of Central Park, and just across the street from the Trump building.
Katie Doman, I'm a sophomore at Fordham University. I'm from Indiana, and I hate Donald Trump. I come from Indiana, so a very, very white, very conservative area, but I have so many friends who are a part of so many different things, who are so diverse. I mean, just look at the city right now. The most diverse place that you'll see. I'm just so disappointed in the country that I'm in right now. I'm young, you know, I'm only 19 years old, but this is the country that I'm being faced with, and I have to do something now. I have to. I can't just sit in my room and be sad. I have to be an activist now.
White silence equals violence.
Hi, I'm Claire.
Why are you here at this protest at Columbus Circle, adjacent to the Trump building?
Regardless of all the feelings of fear and of just physically being afraid to leave the house, that all of my minority friends, all my Muslim friends, all my Mexican friends have said, as a woman and as specifically a gay woman, the policies that a Trump-Pence presidency proposed to put forth, I just can't let myself stand behind them. We worked so hard to let gay people have a future, to let the queer community dream about getting married and having kids and not being fired. And I've just recently let myself want to have a future, and I just can't let that be taken away from me. I just can't.
Racism has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho-ho! Racism has got to go!
My name's Lakshmi Gopal.
You're one of the organizers, I understand, of this protest. Can you share with me your feelings about the results of the election?
To be honest, I'm actually lost for words, and I think that's really telling. I'm not a person who's usually lost for words. I talk a lot, so to not really have the rhetoric to actually formalize my reaction, I think is really stunning, and it's really reflective of like what type of place and where mentally and spiritually a lot of the people here are. It's shocking. I think it's going to be shocking for a long time, especially when you have these individuals come out to the streets and they are just so fundamentally driven by solidarity and so fundamentally driven by love and power of people. And to have someone be elected into presidency who stands against all of that, who stands against our safety, who stands against our civil rights, who has no respect for women, for immigrants, for the people who make this country. So coming here today and organizing this is really just to create a space for people to really find those words, to really find that love and empowerment that they need and be like, we're going to be okay. Like, we're upset about the election results, but we're going to be okay because we have each other. And we're really going to hold the administration accountable for a pro-woman, pro-immigrant, pro-black lives, pro-children's futures. Like, we're going to hold them accountable to all the policies that allow really for us to just like live our day-to-day lives. So I think that's super important to just create this space. So like I'm organizing just to create this space.
Well, I appreciate you creating this space. I needed somewhere to go to protest, and it's great to see the protests happening around the country right now. Other ones happening later tonight in New York City.
It's intentionally within the first 100 hours to make the statement that you didn't win. You're not necessarily winning. And so the first 100 hours, there are going to be protests, there are going to be rallies all across the nation, specifically in response to this, but also really just creating that space and holding one another accountable for what we need to do. So much work we need to do afterwards.
So much. Yeah. Thank you again.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Angelique Rocher.
Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you. So share with me, I know why I'm here at this protest. Why don't you share with me how you feel about Trump being elected?
As a queer black woman from the South, I am definitely deflated and upset about the fact that our country, by a majority of not the popular vote, but of the electoral votes, elected a man who is not only accused of multiple sexual assaults and of rape, but has two people's faces, called them dumb, has insulted even the electorate that elected him, and wants to turn our country back to something great that he can't even truly describe. He has no policies, he doesn't know what he's gonna fix experience with doing anything that benefits women and people of color.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Teresa Younger. I'm the Ms. Foundation for Women. And we're here today to show and reflect the power of women's voices, and that we're going to hold this new administration that's going to be sworn in January completely accountable for every single day that he's in office. Because what he has said is that our voices don't matter, and those of our friends and family don't matter. And we're going to make sure he understands that it does. It's going to be to hold him accountable. We have over 100 grantees across this country that are on the ground doing the work in their communities. We need to make sure that they have the supports that they need to do the work. Because now that we have a Republican-held presidential, House, and Senate, and now a Supreme Court, our work is going to go on for a very long time. And women and men in this country who believe in justice and equality are going to have to step up. Money, voice, and power.
Money, voice, and power. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Rabbi Rachel Goldenberg, and I'm here with my son, Ziv, who is 9.
Hi, Ziv. I'm Sabrina.
Hello.
Hi.
And I'm here really just to feel a sense of connectedness and community with other people of conscience who stand against everything that Trump stands for. And, you know, last night was a complete and utter shock. And I woke up this morning committed to continue to work and fight. And this is going to be a long fight. It started before Trump. It'll have to continue through and after a Trump administration. And so, you know, we gather strength and energy from each other. And just to be together feeds me and the activism moving forward.
Absolutely. That's why I'm here as well. I'm just wondering, you mentioned you're a rabbi. And as a Jew myself, as a Holocaust surviving family, this whole election period has been very terrifying for me because of my family that came from Germany, and many were murdered there because of the political system and because of Hitler. And there have been many analogies made between Trump and fascism. So I'm just wondering if you want to address that as a rabbi.
I can speak more personally even than as a rabbi. I have similar history to yours. And, you know, my grandparents were refugees from Germany in the late 30s to this country. My son asked me on the subway ride on the way here, isn't this what it was like in Germany when Hitler came to power? And it was hard for me, but I had to say, you know, yeah, there are a lot of parallels. And so, yeah, I mean, I think Jews need to be a part of the coalition that comes together to stand up against anti-immigration, anti-refugee, you know, racist policies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Peter Heltzel, theology professor at New York Theological Seminary and minister in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. And we gather tonight as New Yorkers. We gather tonight as New Yorkers who are disappointed in the outcome of the presidential election because the man who was elected is a racist, is a sexist, and a religious bigot. And we're not happy about it. But we stand together for revolutionary love, which is to say we think everybody's made in God's image and we need to love every single person. And particularly tonight at this protest, GOP, keep your hands off me, women of color are leading the charge to tell President-elect Trump, keep your hands off. Women need to be treated with respect, and we need a civility in this country that is based on love, justice, and peace.
Thank you.
We're gonna take a pledge together. My work does not end at the ballot box.
My work does not end at the ballot box. We won't wait. We won't wait.
Lenape land, We acknowledge you. You exist today. You've always existed. And we stand with you because we know since 1492, you have gone through it. You know how to exist. You know how to survive through genocide, through racism, through settler colonialism. We bring our ancestors here today. We are never alone. From Ferguson to Brooklyn to Palestine to Standing Rock, we are with you.
We dreamt ourselves into this universe. We dreamt ourselves into this world. We dreamt ourselves into this land. We can dream ourselves into freedom.
Dream, dream,
dream ourselves into freedom.
Dream, dream.
We dreamt ourselves into this universe.
We stand here as Indigenous women of color. Here in New York City, we want to let the whole entire world know that we love our people. We see you, all our sisters, brothers, and who are Muslim, all our LGBTQ people, all our millions of undocumented people. We see you, we love you, and we stand with you. We fight, and we will resist, and we will resist, and we will resist. We love you.
President of Demos. Our name means the people of this nation. It means the root word of democracy. And it reminds us that democracy was a radical experiment on this land. Every generation, we lay down our lives and our voices to make that promise real. The idea that all of us, no matter our backgrounds, no matter who we love, no matter where we were born, no matter our ability, no matter whom we worship, all have an equal say in setting the rules that shape our lives, that is the dream. And at its heart is the people. And that is who is here tonight. Now here is the question of our time, my friends. Are we going to, particularly our generation, the largest, most diverse generation in American history, are we going to make this land of ancestral strangers, this land where there is someone here with ties to every community on the globe, are we going to make this our America of our dreams?
Yes!
They are holding on to a tiny idea of we the people. They are denying the beauty of what we have become. But this is the last stand. Say it with me now. This is their last stand.
This is their last stand. This is their last stand. This is their last stand.
We the people are creating the America of our dreams. It has started in Ferguson, it started in Selma, it's continuing in Selma, in Standing Rock, in Seneca Falls, in Stonewall, and in the quiet corners of this country, the places tonight where mothers, women, sisters are holding on tight to this responsibility that we bear to birth the world. Another world is already being born, and we the people can see it clear. Keep your eye on the prize. This is our moment to keep our eye on the prize. See it clear, my friends. Do not be distracted. Hold strong with our vision of we the people.
My name is Sally Cohn. Before I go on air, somewhere over there later tonight, the greatest relief and joy and privilege of my day so far is to be here with you. What I wanted to offer tonight is my enduring faith, our enduring faith, and the values that unite us as a people, as a nation, as a world, values that themselves have endured, even at moments when they have been violated and stretched beyond recognition. I know what we believe, and I know our beliefs will endure, and we will continue to guide our next steps and ultimately our future. So let me tell you what I know we believe. We believe that every single man, woman, and child has equal worth and deserves equal opportunity. Do you believe? We believe that a hard day's work should earn a fair day's pay. Do you believe? We believe every child deserves quality education regardless of where they live or how much they can pay. Do you believe? We believe everyone deserves a roof over their head and food in their bellies, just like we believe that everyone deserves love and respect no matter who you are or where you came from. Do you believe? Yeah. We believe people are more important than corporations. Yeah. We believe that generosity is better than greed. Yeah. We believe money needs to get the f*** out of politics. Yeah. Do not have to come at the expense of freedom and justice and equality. Do you believe? Yeah. We believe Black Lives Matter. Yeah. And we believe that Muslims and Christians and Jews and Black folks and white folks and Latinos and the undocumented should be treated equally. Do you believe? That diversity is our strength. And inclusion is a noble goal, that a person's worth and dignity is not determined by their citizenship. Do you believe? Yeah. We believe that immigrants make our communities and our country stronger. We still believe in safe spaces and political correctness and treating everyone with gentleness and respect. And women's bodies deserve respect, and women should be trusted to make their own decisions about their own bodies. We believe that in this supposedly free country, you should be free to use whatever bathroom you want. We believe we have bigger problems than bathrooms. Hunger, disease, war, rape, mass incarceration. We believe these are the important issues on which we must all focus. And we believe none of them, not hunger, not war, not mass incarceration, none of these horrors are inevitable. We believe we can do better if we choose. We believe that America is already a great country, and we believe America can and must get better. Do you believe? Yeah. We believe that dissent is an essential form of patriotism. Yeah. We believe that politics is a means to justice, but not the only path. And we believe that love trumps hate. Longer than we thought. We believe progress is possible. We believe the truth will always win out over lies. We believe that light will always outshine the darkness. We believe in the power of the people to come together to do what is great and just and necessary and right. Do you believe?
Sisters and brothers, I'm not going to lie to you today. I'm not going to act extra inspirational. I'm telling you that I'm standing here today in front of you disappointed. I am outraged, and my community is devastated. We have been let down. But I also stand before you today, more than ever before, unapologetically Muslim. White supremacy, which has been emboldened
in our country. Every single day in our country, people are being harassed on the streets of our communities by law enforcement. Unarmed Black and Latinos are being killed on the streets of their communities by those sworn to protect and serve us on your watch and my watch. I don't understand why people are surprised. I'm not surprised, sisters and brothers. I'm just devastated. And I want to talk to my white sisters and brothers for a second. It is more courageous for you to stand up to your communities, to your family members. It doesn't take much courage for me to stand up against the mayor or a governor or the president of the United States. It takes courage and real courage to stand up to your family and to those that are your inner circle, which is why we are in the situation that we are in right now. To put respectability politics to the side. Love is cute, compassion is cute, but it's time to fight with everything that you have. There are people's lives that are on the line. I want to ask you a question, and I want you to ask yourself this question. 60 years from now, 70 years from now, what are generations to come going to say about your generation? Are they going to say you are a generation of cowards, of people that sat back, of people who allowed horrible things to happen to people and your neighbors and your community members? I want people 7 generations from now to look back and say, those people who lived in 2016 and 2018 and 2020, those were courageous people. No more, no more appeasing white folks. That's it. I am telling you today how blessed and honored that I am in this space. My 3 children did not go to school today. They stood up to 4 o'clock in the morning. And the message that was sent to them from their fellow Americans is that they don't belong here. That their faith doesn't belong here. Kids in our country are afraid. And I want you to ask yourself what those kids are asking themselves right now. Who did this? Who put us in this situation?
Yeah.
There is nobody to blame here but us. We gotta fight harder than we've ever fought before. I know a lot of people wanna talk about my Black Muslim brother Malcolm X, but I'm gonna tell you today, and you heard it from Linda Sarsour from Brooklyn, New York. If you believe in true freedom and you're not ready to die for it, I want you to take that word freedom out of your mouth. That's final. Because we have people who are only willing to go us up to a certain place. You either all in or you get the hell out of our way right now. The fact that you chose to be here tonight, and just so you know, in my Arab culture, this rain that is pouring down on us is a blessing. This is a blessing being given to us, sending us a message that we are doing the right thing. And if you allow me to end, and I love my dear sisters and brothers in faith and those with no faith, but give me the opportunity in this so-called land of religious freedom to pray for you and say, I pray that God instills in you the moral courage to stand up against injustice, regardless of who that injustice is against. I ask God to give you the moral courage to stand up to tyrants and oppressors, and yes, to the presidents of the United States of America. Not to leave this space and turn your back. This is a time for consistency and persistency. Let me tell you something real quick about the opposition. The same people who are homophobes are also
anti-Semitic. The same people who are anti-Semitic are anti-black. The same people who are anti-black are anti-Muslim. The same people who are anti-Muslim are anti-immigrant. What does that tell me? That your opposition is united. Hate and bigotry and divisiveness unites them. Why can't we be united by compassion and love and justice? Let me tell you what I know for sure. We are not outnumbered by the opposition. We are not outnumbered, but we are out-organized. So the time is now, is you either step up all the way or you step out of the way. Yes. Sisters and brothers, all we got is each other. I got no faith in no government, in no law enforcement, in no police department, in no president of the United States of America. Even if this election would have went a different way, we were still screwed, just so you know. So anyway, I want to say I'm grateful to be in this space for you, with you, and I'm more grateful and honored over the past few years, 5 years, that the reason why I stand here today is on the shoulders of women giants in this country. And right now, we are re-experiencing history by being led by black women. Sisters and brothers, if you're in a movement and you ain't following a black woman, you in the wrong movement. So I cried today, but they weren't tears of fear or tears of despair. I was cleansing my soul and preparing myself for the fight to come, because I don't want to have any regrets, and you don't want to have any regrets, and we don't want to be the generation that says never again, but then things happen on our watch. Let us be different. Let us be different. Let us be the ones that bring true progress to this nation, and once and for all, dismantle white supremacy.
From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artell. Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artell's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artell. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artell. Safe travels.